Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, good afternoon, parents. This is Parents Coach and Parent Network. I am your host, M.A. Scott. Hopefully we'll have another exciting show for you, or at least an informative show, a show that will keep your interest and cause you to go out and get that pen, pad, and paper and start taking some notes of what's going on or what the Parent Coach and Parent Network is all about. So, stay tuned, be with us, be there, or be square. That's what they used to say back in the olden days, the old school statement. But anyway, what we're going to talk about today is the Parent Coach and Parent Network, PCP Network, a.k.a. the PCP Network. And what is the Parent Coach and Parent Network? Why is there a need for the Parents Coach and Parent Network? How can you benefit from the Parents Coach and Parent Network? And how could being a part of the Parents Coach and Parent Network benefit you? That's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. Let me see if I can get my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to give us a little piece of what he called college experience. Let me see if we can pull him up and give my audience a little something. For my man, Mr. Keith Wright, real quick, Frank is a student at the University of Harvard. I've said that several times here on the show. And Keith put this little piece together for us one day. And it was a very good piece. And from that point on, I started using it in every show. You know, the part I like to make sure that you hear is a little piece that he puts at the end when he says he's making smart cool. Making smart cool. So, let's see if we can bring Keith up and let you check it out. Okay. We seem to have things rocking and rolling this afternoon, so we'll see if we can get Keith on with us to do a little something. There we go.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Cool. That's how he do. Parents, I hope you get something out of that. Pass that on to your children. And make sure they understand that, hey, they can make smart cool just that easy. Just that easy. But what are we going to talk about this afternoon? We're going to be on for the next half hour. And we're going to talk about the who, what, when, where, why, how, and all of, and when all said and done, is there truly a need? Who are we? Who is the Parent Coach and Parent Network? Well, we're a group of parents, started back in 2005, a group of parents of student athletes. In other words, our children are athletes. Okay, now does that mean that someone that's doesn't have a child that's an athlete cannot be involved or be a part of the Parents Coach and Parent Network? Nope, that's not the case. That is not the case. If you are interested and have a legitimate interest in supporting, guiding, nurturing, mentoring, and want to make sure that every student athlete succeeds, then, hey, Parent Coach and Parent Network welcomes you with open arms. We truly welcome you with open arms. Now, let's make sure we got something perfectly clear here. We want to separate ourselves from those misguiding elements that's out there that oftentimes have a tendency to guide our children in the wrong direction, or in some case, guide some of us in the wrong direction. And what I mean by that, I mean about those folks that's out there that doesn't have our student athletes or our children. I like to refer to them as our children because they are our children. Whether or not you're a parent or not, they are our children. Once you put that title student athlete on them or athlete on them or whatever, performer, now you got a whole new different situation there. You know, you're not looking at them as being a individual or a human being. Sometimes folks will look at them as being a commodity, which we have to make sure we stay away from. Dollar signs is not written on that child's chest. You know, that child's chest is full of its heart, lungs, blood, body, spirit, and soul. Okay, so we have to remember all them things and separate the two. But as long as you have that child interest in mind and in heart, then you can sincerely be a part of the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. If you're out there, you're trying to guide folks in the wrong direction for your own personal gain or whatever, then we prefer that you stay away from the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. We prefer that you keep your distance from the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, you know, and we'll sit down and talk to you. You know, we don't shy away from anyone. We will sit down and talk to you, but what we will make sure we try to do is try to get you to see where we're coming from and get you to consider being on our team vice being on the other team, okay? That's who we are. We're a sincere group of parents and others that's interested in making sure that our student athletes, our children, have the opportunity to succeed. What I mean by succeed, have the opportunity to go from middle school to high school successfully, grades and athletic ability, go from high school to college successfully, grades and athletic ability, and if necessary, go from college to the professional level, degree and athletic ability. Okay? That's what we're talking about. That is our mission. That is our focus. That is our goal. That is our thought process. That is what the Parent Coach and Parent Network was born on, founded on, and raised up on from a dead level to a living perpendicular. Okay? That's what we are all about. We're making sure that our student athletes, our children, have that opportunity to transcend straight through the system and be successful at every level. There are other organizations out there that also believe in the same concept of the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. And just to give you a name of a few, you have an organization called STAFF, which is out of Cleveland, Ohio. STAFF is all about making sure that the children have a solid academic foundation. And they're not just going to school to be the first basket weaver and at the same time play sports. You know, because you have a number of student athletes that go to school, and what ends up happening, they take a bunch of classes just to keep them eligible. At the end of the day, they don't even have the right credits to get them their degree. So STAFF is an organization out there out of Cleveland, Ohio, that is also supporting the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. We have Al Woods Recruiting Service, also out of the Ohio area. I believe he's also out of Cleveland. We have Abergees Radio, who is a free recruiting service for student athletes out of the great state of Texas. We have MOCA, Mothers of College Athletes. Now, when I say Mothers of College Athletes, that's mothers and fathers, but it was more fitting to have MOCA instead of having POCA, Papas or Fathers or FOCA, you know, so we work with MOCA, Mothers of College Athletes. They're out of the great state of Florida, the Miami area. Few other organizations out there that we are affiliated with. You know, we have, like I said, we have staff, we have Abergees, we have MOCA, drawing a blank real quick, my man Future, Future Champions. At that one time, it was Future Champions 2010, but I'm quite sure we've into a new era, new day, new age, so we may have changed that up a little bit. But that's basically who the Parent Coaching Parent Network is, a group of organizations and parents that have gotten together to share information on how to help and make sure that our children are successful. What do we do? And it's just basically what I just said a second ago. We go around and we support parents of children, student athletes. How do we support them? We provide them with information. We provide them with guidance. We provide them sometimes with just a simple sounding board. If they're having a challenging position or a challenging situation where, you know, you have a coach or whatever that is not quite, how can I put it to be very nice about it, is not quite on board, or a coach that is trying to manipulate the situation, then we act as a sounding board and bring in a couple other experts into the fold to make sure that, hey, you're a student athlete and you are getting the best out of every situation. You know, we provide guidance. We help you structure that sound support team. And what I mean by that support team, adult support team, you know, you have folks that's in your group that you want to put around your student athlete to make sure that they're getting sound advice, because they're not always going to take the advice from you. That's just the way it is. You know that. The child has grown up with you all his or her life. They're not always going to take the advice from you. But you want to make sure that you have folks with sound decision-making ability. You want to have folks that have a level head that is truly, 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 I can't stress this point no more, that is truly looking out for the best interests of your child, student athlete. You know, you want to make sure you put together that group. You know, so we help you form and think about who you want to have in your group. You know, and in my particular area, I do a series of workshops. You know, I do a series of workshops talking about the SATs, the ACTs, talking about core courses, talking about you know, taking an official visit, vice an unofficial visit, you know, putting together a decent highlight tape, you know, and I'm not the one that's doing all the talking most of the time. I'm bringing in experts that are experts in those fields and talking to the parents about how to put together that information, you know, bringing someone in from the compliance office, from the local university or college, from the compliance office, coming in and talking to the parents about that, bringing in the coach to talk about what they may look for during the time period that they're out there recruiting a student athlete. You know, bringing in someone that knows how to does, you know, from the media world, media relations, and bringing in them talking about how to put together a solid videotape, highlight tape, or even taking that information and putting it online, because nowadays that's the most and best way to go, is putting that information online. So we bring those folks in to make sure that you have a very solid understanding of the recruiting process And then I jump in there from time to time, and I talk about core courses. I talk about the difference between the SAT and the ACT. You know, I talk about, you know, the sliding scale, what that's all about, and I talk about the recruiting calendar. I just reemphasize some of the things that the compliance person talked about, that the media person talked about, that the coach talked about, and we keep that chain going. But the thing is, and the strength of it is, and the beauty of it is we pass on that information to the next group of parents and the next group of parents, and we share, we continuously link and share this information throughout. You know, an old African proverb said, when spiders unite, they can tie up a lion. You know, it's okay to be out there and we could be separated, but once we actually connect and we start working together, working through and within each other, you'll find out that the process for you will be a whole lot better. So that's what we do. We make sure that we connect the dots wherever possible. We make sure that the information is out there for the parents. You know, when do we do it? Continuously. Every time we get a chance, when I'm sitting at a sporting event, whether or not it's a baseball game, basketball game, soccer, field hockey, whatever sporting event I'm sitting at, and I see some parents sitting around me, I'm going to start talking. And I know and encourage all other parents that's part of the Parents Coaching Parent Network to do the same. Pass the information on. Because we do have the experts in our network that can help us out. And that's evident by looking at or listening to some of our previous shows. If you go back and look at some of our previous shows, you'll notice that we had someone from the NCAA on. If you notice, we had a number of coaches on. If you notice, we've had parents that have gone on to their children have gone on to play at the professional level or currently playing at the professional level. Again, we have had professional athletes on, present and retired professional athletes, and they're all able to share that information with us. We have folks that has been in the business for a number of years, and over the years, we will continue to grow and continue to go on, and sometimes we may come back and revisit a particular subject, situation, or whatever, and give it to you again because information is updated. New information is out there. So we want to make sure that you have that information as often and as fluent and as frequent as possible. So that's who we are, what we do, when we do it, all year long. How do we do it? We do it by a number of ways. You can listen to us here at the Parent Coaching Parent Network. You can see us out and about throughout the country. You know, we also deal, I forgot about my man out there at on the West Coast, ESP Sports, very positive brother out there, kind of sort of my mentor, keep me going. You know, so we keep that information going. And we put it out there as often as possible. You can listen to us on Parents Coaching Parent Network. You can check us out. We have a Facebook page, Parents Coaching Parent Network, Facebook page. Listen to us here on Blog Talk Radio, baby, anytime. We're always here, 12 noon, high noon, as they would say, on Wednesday afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Or, again, connect with us via email, pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. And if I'm not in your area, you send the information to me or the email to me and you have a question or whatever, or something about a particular school, I'm not in your area, trust me. The network is that strong where we can reach out. We can reach out to others in your area to assist you. So that's how we do it. That's who we are, what we do, when we do it, how do we do it, so why do we do it? Let's ask that question. Yeah, I'm just going down to who, what, when, where, why, and how. Hey, that's the easiest way to answer a question for you. Why do we do it? Why? Ask yourself that question. Do you know everything about the recruiting process? Are you totally familiar with verse by verse, stage by stage, frame by frame, phase by phase, track by track of the recruiting process? I'm not. There's still things out there that come up and I'm like, okay, let me step back and see if I can figure out an answer here. Or if I can't, I know how to pick up the phone and reach out to the right person that can assist me at any given time. So, we are here to support you. Why? Because we want to make sure that our student athletes have that opportunity to succeed in life. If they have that ability to get on the court, hit the playing field, whatever, if they are deeply involved in sports, I don't care if it's the Division I, II, III, NAIA, junior college, whatever the case may be, if they got all that, then trust me, if they have the desire to go on and want to play at the next level, then we're going to assist you in any way possible to make sure that that happens for you. Any way possible to make sure that that happens for you and your child. Why waste that talent? If they have that true desire, why waste that talent? Because you never know. You know, everybody's not going to go on to be professional athletes. That's a gift. That's a sure enough rubber, a stamp, boom. Not going to happen. But the connections that they make while they're in college, the network that they form while they're in college, the friends that they make while they're in college, the exposure of different ideals, concepts, principles, things in life, life values, life skills. You know, I've said it before on previous shows, life skills, you know, your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. You know, they learn all these things. Responsibility, time management, all that stuff they learn when they're out there in the college setting. They're away from you. They're able to mature. They're able to grow. They're able to develop. And you always see a positive note come back to you later on down the line. That's why we do this, to make sure that our children have the opportunity to succeed in life. You know, we're not going to be able to walk them through the process all the way through. No, it's their process. It's their situation. They're going to be able to make these decisions on their own. We're guiding them. We're not telling them. We're not pushing them. We're not pulling them along. We're guiding them. That's why we do this. I'm serious about this, because I see too many of our young folks going in the wrong direction, ending up at the wrong place at the wrong time, being in a bad situation. And I'm not just talking about young African-American males. That story has been beaten down so badly right now, I don't even want to talk about that. I'm talking about all the other children out there that have an athletic talent that's being wasted. Young ladies, I see it in you. If you can use that talent to get you through 4 years of school, why not? If somebody's going to assist you, parents, in paying that college tuition, why not? Not unless you want to sit back and just give the money away. If you want to give the money away, hey, I can find about five or six parents that'd be more than happy and willing to take it from you. Okay? But we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to get your child through school, okay? That's why we do it. I have that sincere love for it. I don't have no invested interest in this thing. I'm not out here trying to charge you $5,000 just to tell you something that you can go and pick up a book and look at and read it for a couple hours and then come up and say, hey, I can get through this process. No, that's not the interest. That's not mine. My overall goal, my overall function, my overall mission, or the mission of the Parent Coach Parent Network is to make sure that while you're pursuing that college scholarship, that you have every ability and every opportunity to obtain that goal at the end of the day. and your child walks away with a college degree, because I want to talk to you after we get that child through school. And we're going to keep that connection going. We're going to keep that bond going. So that's why we do it. That's why we do it. That's who we are, what we do, when we do it, how we do it, and why we do it. So, with all that being said, is there truly a need for the Parent Coach and Parent Network? That's the question. Is there truly a need for the Parents Coach and Parent Network? I would say, yes, there is. As I wind down, I would say, yes, there is. There's truly a need for the Parents Coach and Parent Network, because there's times where our parents miss out on opportunities based upon simply a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge. Parents, let me share this with you. College coaches have their mission. Their mission is to assemble a team of athletes so that they can get on a winning track. That's their whole mission. And when they miss out on that mission, or they fall short on that mission, guess what? They're looking for some new athletes, or they're looking for a new job. But we as parents, and they're working together to make sure that thing happens for them, you know, but we as parents have to be on part of that game and on top of that game. You know, let's look at it from this standpoint. Why turn your child over to someone that's known your child for maybe 1 year, 2 years, or whatever, 6 months? You've known that child for all his or her life. Come on, parents. Can't do that. That is why the Parent Coach and Parent Network exists. That is why I think we should maintain the Parent Coach and Parent Network. For all you that had the opportunity to listen to this show this afternoon, I appreciate it very sincerely. And as you go along, check out our Facebook page. Put a comment up on our Facebook page. You know, and if nothing else, join us on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach us at any time on Blog Talk Radio when we're live, 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We're up on the air. So, this has been the Parents Coach and Parents Network. And trust me, parents, we'll be here as long as you need us, as long as we're able to support you. Until then, this has been the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Let me see if I can get my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to close out one time for us. Let's see here. See if we can get Keith to close out as we slowly slide out of the Parents Coach and Parents Network. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. All in all, parents, again, you can reach us anytime we're on the air at 646-929-2416. Or you can reach us via email, pcphr@aol.com. Again, I am M.H. Scott, your host of the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Host, founder, and CEO. And as my man, comedian Roy Wood Jr. would say, videographer, meat cutter, sanitation department man, and hair braider. That's all my titles. All right? So, until then, the Parent Coach Network, thank you. You have a good afternoon, whatever it may be on your side of the world. All right? We out of here.